Welcome, everybody. This is Every Week Cast with Monster Girls, late night edition, baby. I'm winking into my microphone as we speak. I being Russ Walsh, your host for the evening, as always. With me is co-host Alan Black.
Yo.
And we're bringing in a long time coming guest,
I don't want to think about Monty coming for a long time coming.
I don't come for a long time. It's like a quick little burst, like Sonic.
Wrong podcast.
Well, I mean, no, that's how everybody comes. Yeah. I don't think anybody comes Monty, for a sustained amount of time. It's not like a fire.
I'm a leaker.
The quickest shot in the West.
Anyways.
Hey, ladies, I'm a leaker. So the LA Leakers, that's what they originally were called back in the 1940s.
Anyways, this is Lamonty, by the way. I'm Lamont.
Yeah, this is Monty, aka at Weepy Sweet Monty, co-host of our I'd say sister podcast, cousin podcast, relative podcast, Monty and Ravi's Basketball Adventures. Check that out if you like orange spheres, not the fruit, but whatever that thing is. Do some layups, but with your ears and your mind.
Orange
baby.
Spheres with them lines to them shits, like that Drake lyric. Anyways, go on.
Yeah. Speaking of Drake, we're going to be watching a show that has Drake, half woman, maybe a kobold or a snake lady that we all know and love. It's called Monster Musume. That's right. This is Every Week Casts with Monster Girls, where we chat up and talk up the beautiful babes of the Monster Girl universe by watching an episode, commenting over it, living and loving it, and just having a great time with friends. It's like watching a show with good friends.
Is it like watching Friends with friends?
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
No.
No, it's not.
It's like
Except
Friends, but
I've always thought that Chandler is sort of a monster.
Okay, so is it like watching Frasier with friends? Alan likes Frasier.
Oh, it's exactly like that, because there's toss. Yeah, there's scrambled eggs all over my
face.
Can
we just do a podcast where we watch Frasier instead?
No, shut up.
Yeah, we can.
So we're watching episode...
Monty will do it.
Seven. Shut up, Alan. We're watching episode... Which episode are we on?
Episode seven,
right? Of Monster Musume.
Yeah, seven.
We're introduced to a new character that you're going to know and love. It's going to be huge. You're going to love it. So, Alan, you give him the rundown of what we're going to do here.
So, what we're going to do is we're just going to all click play at the same time. I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, play. And then we're all going to click play, and we're going to just comment over the episode while you watch it, so that way you can watch the episode and listen to our commentary as it's happening.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
So is everybody ready?
I'm ready.
It's going to be lit.
Well, you didn't have to put it that way.
Is it going to really be lit? Okay. Well, all right then. So if you're ready, 3, 2, 1, play.
Gun bullets, a metaphor for where we are in our culture right now. Which is violent.
A pig man.
Hey, it's Ganondorf, right?
He's a metaphor for otakus in the 21st
century, I
think. I
thought you were going
to say Octoroks. I hate how they're called orcs.
Well, maybe that too.
Do you think, like... Whoa.
Hey, this isn't the OP we know and love.
Well, what is happening here? I don't know.
They did the old switcheroo.
I've been switcherooed before, but this is totally unexpected.
Do you think the people who did this, the anime studio, was like really proud that they did this? Let's just switch the ED with the opening.
I'm gonna say right now, what's a good Kanye song about like cops and shit and taking down the system?
RoboCop.
Yeah. So they should have probably just replaced this with RoboCop.
Yeah, I don't want no RoboCop. Yeah.
So. It's a bummer. They probably could have gotten or Monster still. We still want Monster, but I'm sure for this episode, Robo.
Monster would still work.
I don't know. They should just have that as a bed track throughout the entire episode.
Okay. Hey, Alan, didn't you do a Photoshop of the one-eyed girl, make her, like, yellow?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I made her a minion.
We're not going to have all the same bits as usual because we saved those for the end.
Oh, darn.
What do you think she uses for creamer?
Cum.
Monster milk.
I was going to say centaur milk, but I was... Anyway.
Goo girl droppings? I don't know.
Do goo girls drop?
You think she just puts a... You can't just put a slime. Goo girl in your coffee.
It reminds me of that tweet of, like, when he comes in you and you, like, drag your pussy on the floor and you act like a slug. That's what she reminds me of.
Oh, I can't. Oh, boy.
Wait, what?
Are you on the... Is that on the dark web or something?
I don't know. It's just a tweet.
Here's a bunch of green tea. It's the obvious product placement. Come on, guys. The cops.
Let's see. What if they're all
the
ogres?
Weird, like, hairdo on that one orc.
What if they're all Shreks?
No, there is one.
There's only
Shrek
one Shrek. It's the lady with the horn.
Yeah, she's cool. Isn't she voiced by Hanayo from Love Live?
She has to be.
I hate these horny orcs.
Listen, it's a tough time for orcs out there. They've been prejudiced against and attacked.
Well, if they're Shreks, they can go like, "What are you doing in my porn?"
Do witches exist in this universe?
I guess Wiccans technically count, and that's that's a real religion and not to be disrespected. So, Alan,
there's a girl,
Dick.
There's a girl
actual spell casting
at my college who was a Wiccan, and she always wore what was that one show with the two brothers that fuck on the CW?
The Supernatural. Which is kind of like a bad version of
this. She wore the same shirt of Supernatural every day, and she was a Wiccan, and she also had dreads. She's white.
We're just going on problematic scales here. Problematic. These orcs are a bit problematic when you say. I think they need to be fucking killed. They need to be fucking killed with a gun.
Yeah, they are.
Miss Smith needs to, like, choke them with their thighs.
You asshole. This is erotic fantasy, is to be attacked by an FBI agent. Is this your fucking Twin Peaks fan fiction? I'm sorry, everybody.
What's the girl's name in X-Files again?
This is damn... Yeah. What, you mean Scully?
Yeah, I'm going to be cucked by Scully.
Didn't we once make a joke about Mulder and Scully in the Monster Musume universe?
Yeah, we talked about David Duchovny fucking monster girls.
That's true. California monster girlcation? I don't know. That was a terrible...
Alan, what is... Did you say, like, Kenuchi or something like that?
That's what the dead speak in Japanese.
Oh, okay. I thought it said, like, Tunchi. Remember, like, Tunchi, really? Like Lil Wayne?
Oh, my God. Who is this
like
guy?
Lil Wayne.
I'm sorry. I make the worst.
What if Lil Wayne... No, hold on. Remember the Lil Wayne song Fireman? What if Lil Wayne was in the show and he was a fire elemental? Or some sort of djinn?
Look at this. This is horrible. These horrible orcish men.
I just really want Lil Wayne to be in this anime.
It's so funny because these are the only non-monster people. Like, these are the only monster people there's, like, besides, like, monster girls. Do you just think they're... What's up with that, huh?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
There's so far only been
monsters.
They're
the only male monsters
you've seen so
far? Is that what you're saying?
Oh.
Do you think maybe they're females, actually? Maybe they're just beautiful and we as humans don't understand it.
It's possible.
I don't know how they're... I just want to
be more understanding of people.
Where do they buy these clothes?
That one store for big dudes. XXL. Whatever it's called.
I'm going to regret
magazine?
Saying this, but... Monty.
What's up?
Do these orcs remind you of ISIS any?
Yeah.
Dude, ISIS is only into hentai, right? ISIS is basically a hentai.
Oh,
wait, I'm getting them mixed up with Pac-Man. I don't know.
Pac-Man? He's into hentai?
Pac-Man's kind of basically a hentai.
Pac-Man's
right?
basically a hentai.
What
already.
Is going? This is bad. You can't. Pizza. Okay, now the show's gone overboard. Stop this. Oh God, this is
stop this horny
name.
This is bad. This is hey, mom and dad, don't walk in on this.
I just wrote, I hate the horny orcs.
That's
on my notes.
Some inside baseball. My parents are on the opposite wall of me discussing these things. Here's
Get
the
in
fucking.
Here. Get in and watch this.
What's scarier, though, these horny orc men or the fact minions are armed and trained with rifles now?
I do like how she wears yellow, of course.
Oh, I wrote down the Cyclops girl voice, 100 emoji, fire emoji, heart eye emoji. Her voice is very Moe.
Yes.
Do you like Moe voices, Alan?
Yeah, it's okay.
That's why he's so into Ocelot. Voices, he's so into Revolver Ocelot. Shalashaska.
At least in Metal Gear Solid 3 he is.
The only thing the most I know about Metal Gear Solid is that dude who like whips his guns around like Ocelot.
Uh-huh.
That's Ocelot. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the only thing I know
about
him.
That's my favorite. That's my boyfriend.
The video of that one dude like reenacting it. Have you watched that, Russ?
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, I've seen it like a million times. I watch it every day.
She's really cute.
Ugh, this is why you shouldn't
Cyclops
horny
is good.
If you these horny guns people,
these horny orcs, are orcs just inherently horny?
Horkies, yes.
Here we go. Here's the Shrek.
That's well. This is my greatest fan fiction: Shrek versus Lord of the Rings. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
I just want
time.
Shrek to be in Monster Musume. Would it be Shrek? It'd be Fiona, right?
No, it'd still be a Shrek.
Did she just punch the ground and like some castles showed up?
Ah,
oh, what good are shit. You doing?
Do you have
any, in
do
my
you have any notes on her? Stop! What are you doing in my swamp?
What? I did not get any notes on her.
It should just be the only thing she says. What are you doing in my swamp? And there's no swamp.
What? Wow. I can't believe they're fucking dead. Why would her being strangled smash her? This is pretty good.
That was a powerful
move. Does
it
show
move.
Them being... Are they wearing bulletproof vests or is this really tough skin?
Yeah, it's... I think they're just tough
I guess
guys.
It's really
just...
tough.
When you nut, she keeps sucking.
This is the worst episode yet of any podcast.
This is pretty bad.
Whoa.
I do like the.
Oh,
blood
I wrote zombie
the
boobs in all caps and
does
three
she
ha- question
does she
marks.
Have, wait, where's the, what, does she have nipples? I'm very confused.
The blood's going over them.
I know
she does. With
you
the
guys
in
know
blood.
that is an obscure fetish. I've learned about this. I don't remember. Where was it again?
Elsie.
Of not having
yeah,
nipples?
Yeah, nippleless boobs.
I don't get it.
It's like, I think Something Awful had a post a few years ago.
I like that. I like that effect. I like that effect of everything turning into hair. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a, like, Yukako, kind of. Double check. Mm-hmm.
Were you expecting
obviously...
a cute girl? Sorry, it's just me. Doppel. You guys know that meme?
I hate this.
Yeah, I know memes.
Dio's basically a monster.
I like
though.
Her tear. She's really cute. I do like how the ogre... What are you doing in my swamp?
Stop this.
Chris, is Chris,
I hate this.
Has Chris Farley come back to life? And to reprise his role as Shrek, which he tragically died during the middle of?
I like that she's just eating chips.
How about... Monty, Donkey! I love this so much... Monty, you should do the rest of this in character as Shrek.
Don't.
I don't want to.
He's just gonna say, "What are you doing in my swamp?"
Just that's it.
Don't care. I'll just when a monster's new law, more like monster in law. That's
imagine
a good movie.
Shrek singing Fetty Wap, where he's like, "Hey, what's up? Hello." I have a really bad Shrek voice.
That's not even what Shrek sounds like. That has nothing to do with the context we're established in here.
Do you think Shrek goes like, "Yo, donkey, Fiona thick"?
No, she thin with two ends,
and then
after
donkey
sent
fucks
out,
the
she thick.
The dragon.
He fucks the dragon.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, God.
Thyn. She's thin, though.
Are you saying he cucks? Are you saying he's cucking donkey?
Maybe, who's to say?
I don't like any of this.
So is donkey and dragon sex kind of like vor because he's so tiny?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Are Donkey Kong satisfy the dragon?
Do you think he?
No, that's just size difference.
Why is it like Vore? Do you think he?
Why did that cartoon style change?
Why would it be like Vore? I don't understand.
He ate her.
Do you think he? Do you think he crawls inside the dragons with Chloe?
Crawled in the pussy, Monty. Came directly in the.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the pussy so deep it could have drowned twice. Yeah. God damn it.
Why did we watch that show as a kid? That's not a kid's movie.
Do you know, if this was like any other like Shrek? Piece of fiction, like there would be like a huge governmental war, like, you know, like the fucking government would be cracking down on all monster people, but in the world of Monster Musume, there's only, well, maybe it's just because everybody's so horny they can't really fight. I don't know.
That's probably it, actually.
Geopolitics and horniness, like, I mean, when monster girls exist.
Like the ogre, she has flowers in her hair.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Who's your guys' favorite squad of them? Who's your favorite girl?
Oh, gosh. That's a tough one. I don't know.
I kind of like the ogre.
I had to go with the Cyclops. Actually, the ogre, because she looks like Moogie.
Oh, no, everybody. Okay, here's what you really came for.
Uh-oh. Let me look at my notes here. Oh, I just said, oh, hell yeah. Ragnera is here. Fire emoji times three. a cum emoji and an eggplant emoji. So that kind of looks like somebody coming on a fire to put it out.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
And I actually drew these emojis.
Hey, get out of my swamp!
I hate this. Stop it.
Stop this.
What if Gwen Stefani's spiderweb, no doubt spiderfist, start playing? Dead. I'm gonna nut!
What do you consider spider silk, Monty?
Spider silk. That's what I consider it.
Spider nut.
So you're not gonna say it's some sort of spider cum or something? Not at all?
Why does she have this weird X eye like a South Park character?
Well, so the South Park characters are basically monsters at this point. Merchandising monsters. Fucking shit. Yeah. And I want to make a quick shout out to Trey Parker and Matt Stone. You should be thrown into the ocean like a goddamn stone. Why am I attacking them?
You should sink to the bottom of the ocean like a stone.
Trey Parker should be planted in the earth and turned into a Trey Park. Fucking Parker.
We should kill
his Uncle Ben to teach him some fucking responsibility. What about that low-cut sweater on Mia?
I wrote down Mia's yellow... Yeah, I know. I wrote down Mia's yellow sweater. 100 emoji, 100 emoji, 100 emoji, 3 heart emojis.
That's pretty good.
Hogcast really creeps me.
Yeah, what?
Are they drinking lean? What? They had like a purple soda.
I think they're drinking lean. Oh, man. What creeps you out, Monty?
The goo girl. I don't know. She just creeps me out.
Really?
Paris loves her. She's okay.
Really? I like that Mia's the only one that really changes outfits on a week-to-week basis.
I'm gonna nut. She has, like, the Punisher. She big Punisher fantasy. I hate people who dress like this. I get it. Like
no,
the
she's just a big pun fan.
Look at her eyes. They're so alluring.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, she ain't a player, but she crushed a lot.
I want Ragnera to tie me up in her web and then venom into my dick.
Yeah. That you've been waiting how long to say that?
Like a week.
A week? More like two or three
two
years.
2 or 3 years, yeah.
The day you lost any
self-respect. Look at that! Just look, guys. Same.
My notes on this scene, her voice,
like wiggling.
A cum emoji, eggplant emoji, 4 fire emojis, 300s, and then 2 eyes looking to the side.
She's like,
emoji.
That's social justice warrior.
Her voice is really good.
Them lips. What do you do with them lips, though?
What that mouth do?
She has that Rihanna Umbrella's haircut, though. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I like it.
So far, we know that the mermaid is Nicki Minaj because pink wig, thick ass, give him whiplash and all that. I mentioned a rap lyric.
You did.
But so same. Are you saying she's Rihanna in this situation?
I think so, because she's into S&M.
Oh, yeah, okay. Boom.
So Ragnar is Rihanna.
Think about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I know rap music too, guys.
Rihanna. I don't know. I want Ragnar to choke me with her boobs.
Oh, my God.
Look at that, her butt.
This is what I mean by Netflix.
I kind of don't get it, though. Her butt's, like, up there, but, like, her webs come... It's weird. She has, like, two butts. Buttholes.
She's got two butts, Monty. It's good.
See, this is why we need new fucking cops, because what we have right now is... They're cowards. Do you mind if I rant a little bit? You know,
I'd rather have rants. A cop like this who doesn't shoot first. Oh, wait, he did shoot. Never mind.
Now, hold on. Whoa.
I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello.
Look at that.
Damn, she thick. THIQ.
I like that she has like...
Oh, she's going to blow in his ear. Oh, she's going to nibble on it. Oh my God. Nice.
Shit.
I just nut.
Well, that's it.
Oh, my notes on the scene.
On podcast.
I forgot. I wrote in all caps, the spider got ass. And I underlined it twice.
Remember that planter's peanut dude?
The new have you seen the new CGI one?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a nightmare.
Oh, I hate him.
He's a horrible nightmare.
He's awful.
He's a true monster. If you think monster girls are monstrous in any way, check out that fucking guy. He looks like a
now when he said fucking I thought
Tintin cartoon and the new in the Neil Patrick Harris.
No, he looks like that Fox baby. That Fox movie. Ugh. That was Mr. Fox or whatever.
The Fantastic Mr. Fox was a Wes Anderson.
Yeah, it looks like a Wes Anderson
nut. When the protagonist just said, I thought I was going to die in more ways than one, is he referring to Le Petit Mort, the little death?
Yes.
Is that what he meant by that?
No, I think so. Le Mort d'Arthur, the death of King Arthur.
So guys, what do you think of spider legs?
Oh, okay, that makes sense too. I think they're okay.
What if her legs are like soft?
I was playing Limbo, and when that spider killed me,
I wrote also in all caps, yo, what if Ragnar wore thigh highs? And then, good shit, the entire meme. But I wrote down in parentheses the entirety of the good shit meme instead of actually writing it out.
Look at that. I do like how the MC likes the spider girl the most.
I wouldn't say that, but she's in the top. She's top billing. She's a superstar.
We get it. You like NBA. The Punisher.
You vape.
We get it. So Ragnar doesn't vape. She smokes cigars.
Hold on. She's like a big boss. Wait, is she trying?
She would definitely vape.
Do you think that Ragnar is trying to
Weepy Sweet Monty pick up
leg fetish?
Anti me.
Anyway, do you think she's trying to establish an independent state where monster girls can be sexy without free of nations or ideologies? Where they can be sexy by their own convictions.
You mean outer heaven, but for...
A sort of outer heaven.
I didn't even know them MC said he wasn't a virgin, so he's totally nutted. He's had his nut caught before.
Oh, he is. No, he is, though.
Do you think that Monster Musume, like, on the off days where the monster girls aren't being assholes, he's just living in another harem show with normal girls?
What if Ragnaria put up a giant web, and then you nut on it and like it catches the cum as she runs to it like a spider would because the vibrations it goes and eats the cum.
I guess.
What if, dude?
Look at those anime Paul Blart.
Paul Blart was in Monster Musume.
That one cop from the other episode.
Except Paul Blart, like he was like a roller man because like he's attached to the thing.
What if Ragnar used her web to trip up his Segway and he fell on his face?
Nice.
She has powerful hands. Think about it.
Hand job? Is that a hand job joke?
But she's got those weird claw hands. I don't know how that would be.
I want to die by auto asphyxiation by spider web.
Oh my God. Oh. I want to call the police or something. I need to take a shower.
Call these police, please.
What if you woke up this morning and you had a spider bite on your dick and you're like, the irony.
I'd be like, I'm like, hey, what's up?
And you woke up in Trek Swamp. What did he say to you?
What are you doing in my swamp?
I hate that character. I hate that man. I hate that Shrek.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
Shrek would probably join Scientology.
Wait, Mike Myers a Scientologist?
No, I'm drunk.
Mike Myers was a Scientologist.
I'm kind of drunk.
Which monster girl do you think is most likely a Scientologist in this anime? I'm going to say
Mia.
Mero, the mermaid. Mia's not a Scientologist. She's an atheist, like, you know, like all rational, you know, because, you know, she wars kind of start
Richard
like 90%. Wars start 90%. Wait, no, wars. Religion starts 90% of all wars.
So does Richard Dawkins like Mia the most?
Yes.
No, he probably likes Poppy
the
most.
He serenades her with a meme flute.
She's so cute. Look at her blush.
I bet. Do you think he, like, dumps a bunch of honey into Sue and, like, to turn her into a honey girl?
So he's like Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, that's how he sneaks it through airport security.
Yeah, this is.
Was anyone else really creeped out by Piglet?
What's wrong with Piglet? He's okay.
Piglet's a piece of shit.
Let's Piglet stop. Okay. I wish they got Monster for this. Anyway,
it's Owl, by the way.
Who do you think is the horniest member of the 100 Acre Wood?
The rabbit.
It's Eeyore.
Eeyore.
It's Owl.
Eeyore's just really sad.
Well, it's annoyed.
Eeyore is very sad.
Eeyore listens to a lot of Drake.
Eeyore's so sad he probably can't jerk off. Eeyore's the Drake.
Eeyore just listens to Death Grips and listens to Have His Head Come a lot.
Yeah. The rabbit.
I love this opening, by the way. Our ending to this.
Oh, week. Boy.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, like the horny bomb. Goku or something. I just say stupid garbage about this.
I like how she has D, so she has like the D on her head, like the dick on her head.
Oh, just go away. First thing I realized, last monster girl you see before the group shot, Mia. She's number one. She's going to win.
Mm-hmm. She's going to win.
Mia, nurse. Did you have anything to say about that, Alan?
Any notes on nurse?
What?
On the nurse.
I wrote.
Look at all the cycles. Look at all the minions. Look at these
minions. Then a bunch of hundreds.
What do you think about that? That one cyclops, the Gothic Lolita cyclops.
Alan, what do you think the Gothic Lolita?
What do you call a bisexual cyclops? Is it a biclops? But it's not
a bike. Wouldn't that just be a person? Just normal bike, like normal.
It's a bicycle.
Like,
it'd just be a normal cyclops because you don't have like different names.
So, yeah, you wouldn't even be a cyclops; it'd just be a person.
Jesus Christ for us.
I was talking about people who have been cut in half. Bisexuals.
Oh, you mean a bisected? You mean somebody that's been bisected? I get what you're saying.
Sold that joke from a better.
Is that where you cut your dick in half or whatever?
Maybe if you want to try. Let's okay.
Oh,
what does Shrek think about cutting his dick in half? That's my first question of the week.
What's a notable Shrek line besides "What are you doing in my swamp"? Farquaad. I don't know.
Farquaad cut his dick in half. Good night, everybody. No questions this week.
I have some questions.
He would say ogres' dicks have layers.
Ogres' dicks have like onions. So do you like peel it? Like when you?
What if it's like a ogre dick looks like a blooming onion? Outback Steakhouse.
No, I think when he says that he has layers, he means he has a foreskin and he has to like peel it back.
That's true.
That's what he
means. But the rest of it is a blooming onion from Outback Steakhouse.
What do you guys think of that sauce with the blooming onion?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Speaking of Outback, a lot of questions this week from our friend Rory, who lives out there, lives in an Outback Steakhouse by himself, an abandoned one.
The dingo ate my nut.
Can you ask some of those questions from our friend? Rory, aka Tohomo on Twitter.
Yeah, you got the questions in front of you, Russ?
Oh, I thought you had. I thought.
Hold on, I can pull them up if you want.
Jeez.
Oh boy, this is a good.
I mean, I do have them. Hold on. We didn't prep this beforehand. I was too busy drinking that Remy.
Remy boys, yeah.
Yes.
What if Fetty Wap is Shrek? I've already made that joke already, though.
No. What if he's a cyclops because he only has one eye?
That's offensive. Come on, dude.
No, it's not. Remember that horse Alan met was Fetty Wap?
It's not.
Ugh.
That was
remember how Pegasus horse. From Yu-Gi-Oh! Was Fetty okay. Wap?
Monster Girls. Jesus Christ, Monty. Rory asks, Monster Girls are obviously super strong. What's stopping them from just ruling over us forever?
There's not enough of them yet. And I think they're going the slow route. See, the way you control people is not with force, but with words. Can anybody else quote that trailer? I can't
remember. Words can power. Kill.
Words can kill, yes. Anyway. Next question.
I get a bunch of questions from my tweet.
Well, I don't know. Once Mia... Wait, was it Mia or Arachnia starting
out? No, get those. I don't know, Russ, but Monty, where are your questions?
Okay, I just posted... I didn't say we're doing a podcast, but I just said, what... Ask me questions about this anime girl, and I posted a picture of the spider girl. And what happens when you nut... What happens to the nut when you nut in a spider? I like to think it becomes part of her web. Mm-hmm. Even though Russ said, is the spider web cum?
Oh, I don't know about that.
What if the...
Well, I just was wondering if you'd equate it with cum or not. Because I don't know.
I guess, yeah.
I'm assuming...
What if it helps lubricate the book lungs and makes it makes it easier for her to breathe?
Don't know what a book lung is, so it's upsetting me. Is it like the Babadook? Well,
why are you fucking lungs?
What lungs
are
you, that are like...
Why are you fucking anything near a lung? I don't understand why you're dicks
like
in the lungs.
Lungs on the underside, on like the bottom of the spider, so like...
Words can kill, and those killed me. Skull face
here. It'd be by the spider... It'd be by like her puss. It'd be the spider...
I don't like any of this.
It's
not though. It's in the front.
Anyway, do we have any other questions?
Where do you put it in?
Should I get some more from Rory?
Do you put it in? By Twitter user asked.
What? In the epigyne.
In the vagina. In the mouth, in the vagina, in the spider hole thing that shoots out web.
I'm not even paying attention to this anymore.
That's like four.
It's just upsetting me.
That's like four of them.
Is this what our podcast has become?
You can put it in the place where the... You can put it in the place where the web comes out.
What if you put your like dick up to the webbing and she like does like a little ice cream cone thing, like a little swirl of webbing on it?
Oh, stop this! Okay, swirl. I'm done.
What if she makes? What if she spins a condom out of silk?
It'd be so soft. She can like knit you sweaters and shit.
That sounds pleasant.
Is Russ coming?
What if like you? What if you're old and retired and she just like. Makes you. She just makes spider
knits
like
a sweater.
Knits
a sweater.
Oh,
that's
nice. Yeah.
What could she? Could she put like a small animal?
But then she pulls a string and it chokes
you. Oh,
that's
pretty
cool.
Would you drink
cool.
caffeine with her in the retired days?
Yeah, I would. Like a Pepsi Max.
Yeah.
Oh my God! What if she drank Pepsi Max?
Pretty
That'd be
good.
Sick.
What if she drank Monster in her younger days? That's like her, like Four Loko with four like they drink Monster and Red Bull.
Was she drink a real Four Loko? Would she get double turned?
Oh my fucking God, that'd be cool.
What flavor of Four Loko do you think the Monster Girls drink?
Wasn't there a raspberry or something? Like an electric
would
raspberry?
Would Mia drink electric raspberry?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
I think she'd like, I'm not going to
drink
any of this.
Would drink the grape one, of course.
Yeah, probably.
Why? I don't
The grape one's the worst one, because she's the worst girl.
The mermaid would drink the... Yeah.
Oh, that hurts. I wouldn't say. I
don't.
Alan bought the grape. He was great for Loko because he thought it tastes like lean. It didn't taste like lean.
It did not taste like lean.
No, I wanted it to be purple.
Which monster girl is most likely to drink codeine straight?
Arachnia.
Okay.
How do you say your name again?
Goddamn.
Yeah.
How do you say it exactly? I just call her
Spider. Whatever way you want to say it. Whatever way you want to.
Arachnia.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's no rules. Just right.
Ratchet.
Ratchet. Arachnia.
The Outback Steakhouse, anything can happen.
God damn it. You can't do this.
Okay, hold on.
Where are we going to ask more questions?
Okay, three more questions. Three more questions. I'll get these up with. Question number one of them. Do you even grind? Does she suck? Yes. Would you let her lay eggs in your ear from Twitter user Omelette? Yes. Doesn't she get blisters from walking around?
I don't think she'd lay them in your ear, but sure.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Would egg? Is that the egg? Is egg the equivalent to nutting?
Oh boy. What if she laid them in your stomach like a wasp? No, the wasp lays eggs in her
what
stomach.
If she
so
laid
that's
them in your
cool.
ass.
You could call me Spider-Man,
ass
I eggs. Guess, or it's Spider-Ass.
Spider-Ass.
I don't know. I'm trying to be funny.
Hey guys, it's me, Spider-Ass.
Kakyoin, how'd this egg get here? Did you lay this?
Alan, I didn't know you finally got in a relationship with Kakyoin.
Oh, yeah, I did. Here's our son, Charmy Green.
Charmy the Bee?
Our stand.
right.
Yeah, Charlie the Bee.
Last one is, doesn't she get blisters from walking around barefoot? And she's not barefoot. She has spider legs, so they're nice and hard. Yeah. They're like high heel. They're like stilettos. Yeah, like, she has stilettos all over. That's a crazy question.
Stilettos. That's what I call it.
Are you into that, Alan? Are you into that? Like 8 stilettos?
Mm-hmm. I am into that. She could step on you like 4 times as much as a normal human being. With
stilettos and thigh highs on a spider girl?
Oh, my. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm into that.
I wouldn't be opposed.
Mm-hmm. She can step on your dick 8 times.
You wouldn't?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's true. I can't deny it's true.
It'd be very hard to fit all.
That's like almost
really
a dozen.
Though, so it'd be really hard to fit all 8.
I remember when we were talking about her making you a nice sweater and being a nice person. That's almost a dozen. Wait, why did you have to equate it to this?
This is, I'm talking about younger thought arachnaria when you're 20s.
That's true. Wait, what?
Thought spiders.
Did you say under 20s?
20s.
Okay, sorry. Mistaken.
I'm no, not about 20s. The Yolali spiders.
Yeah, it's the lolly spiders. There's 1,000 of them crawling over your
wall. That's gross.
I'm not into these lolly spiders, both because they're very gross.
They're also very tiny. They're like parachuting around on their weird webs.
Yeah.
They're all drinking Four Loko and parachuting.
Do you think... oh my God.
Remember Charlotte's Web? Was she a spider
girl? That's what. How did you know I was going to say that,
you asshole?
Were
you?
Yes, Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, where they're all parachuting down on the thing.
What if Charlotte? Here's our cuck of the week. This is our special segment on our supposed to be serious Monster Girl show. This is my cuck of the week. Charlotte.
What was the asshole pig's name again?
Cucking Wilbur.
Wilbur?
With, Remington the Rat.
Oh my God.
Remember when Wilbur got.
And then after she's done.
Well, she did have. Kids, so she must.
And then after she's done, she writes in web above Wilbur's like pen. She writes some cuck, because you know it's like some pig.
Get out of my shred! Get out of my swamp! Don't cuck in my swamp! You
think? No. Remember that? Remember when they bailed Wilbur and like buttermilk? That made me like want to drink buttermilk, and it was gross. Don't drink buttermilk by itself.
Yeah, buttermilk's okay.
Now, what if you? What if you bathed Arachnaria on buttermilk? Would you drink
yes,
that afterwards?
Yes, I'd bathe in it.
Along anyway, with her. That's the end of this episode. Thanks for listening, everybody. Rate and subscribe on iTunes.
Would you make biscuits with that buttermilk?
Rate and subscribe on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, too. Do that. Twitter.com/PissGoblin. Oh, and Twitter.com/HogcastSD.
Jesus Christ. Monty left us. He's not going to be able to say our outro
well, he's Weepy Sweet Monty on Twitter. Don't follow him because you're just going to get more of what you heard tonight.
Don't follow him because he's bad. He's just going to talk about ISIS. Yeah, don't. Yeah, forget about
and,
him.
And follow Alan at Actual Alan. And every week's a delight with a monster girl.
Every week's a delight with a monster girl.